United Nations is facing imminent financial collapse unless changes are made. That was the message from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in a three-page letter he sent to all 193 member states. The UN is running out of money to pay bills, like staff and vendors at headquarters and elsewhere. The reason is multifaceted. About a quarter of member states do not pay their annual assessed dues on time, making it difficult for UN number crunchers to budget. Because of this, typically the UN starts to run out of money by July every year, but is able to pull funds from reserves to cover operational expenses through the summer until more money arrives. This year, there are no reserves to draw from.
It's not hyperbole. The people who handle our finances simply look at the numbers. And over the years, we've had to scramble and use whatever funds we have available to keep our operations going. Once our reserves have dwindled to this extent, our ability to do that has been undercut. For when it comes to paying, it's now or never. We do not have the sort of cash reserves and the sort of liquidity to keep functioning as we've done in previous years. And this is something that the Secretary General has warned with increasing strength each year.
The United States, the largest funder, currently has arrears to the UN of about $2.1 billion,